Now we're going to continue on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Avuna, B'Shem Rabbi Avuna. These are not answers to the previous question. We're going to discuss a kind of a little different thing now. So the question is, sometimes you have the extreme to the other side. So let's suppose the rate of sowing requires so much seed that, in other words, so far we've been talking about six kaven to the beis saw. Let's suppose it requires even more, right? So let's see what happens now. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Avuna, B'Shem Rabbi Avuna, Chad Omar, Atisha Kaven, that this is up to nine kaven. That's included in grain and kidneys, and we get one rova per saw. Chad Omar, Ad Shmona, now the limit is eight. Any species that exceed this limit is treated just like garden plants, meaning you're going to use the 1/24th of what that particular seed covers in the base saw,
which is much less.
Which will be less, right? So now the Gemara asks the question. This question is based on the previous Shita that said that the limit was 9, which means that if you go over to 10, if it goes to 10, then you would have it would be a quarter of the of what it plants. If it would be 9, it would be a quarter of the actual of the 24, right? So the Gemara asks, Tisha v'asar ma'ashri itstarfu. What's the rule with these two, 9 and 10? Are they mitstarf? So the Gemara says, and they were on 12b, Esav tami, come and see. Tisha u'shloisha mitstarfin. We just said that if it was not, that the limit was 9. So if you had a, if you had two seeds, one required 9 kaven to fill the field with this particular plant, and it was mixed with another seed which required 3 kaven, right? Then it starts, right? Because you haven't exceeded the limit on the 9, and you haven't gone down to 2 on the 3 side. So 9 and 3 are mitzvah because they're both the same, right? So Tisha v'Asara lo kol shekein. So 9 and 10, wouldn't they for sure be mitzvah because those are so much closer in terms of the ratio? The Gemara is just asking a logical question. In terms of the ratio, 9 and 10 is a lot closer than 9 and 3. If 9 and 3 are mitzvah, so 9 and 10 should also be mitzvah. That's the Gemara's question. Now, Rav Oven, Rav Hanina, Tarbein, Amen, Sa'ah, Cholekas, Beinehu. The standard rate of a saw per base saw divides between the two types of seeds. That means, let's read it in English. That which is sown at a rate of 9 kaven per base saw belongs to the category of seeds sown at a high rate. And that which is sown at the rate of 3 kaven per base saw belongs to the category of seeds sown at a low rate. Right? The normal rate, the mean rate, is 6, right? Normally we keep saying this again and again. 6 kaven to the saw. So the high rate is 9, 3 more. The low rate is 3, that's 3 less, right? So the seeds of both categories prohibit their mixture with a rova, but they do so only when they become mixed with species of the same category. If they fall into the seed of the opposite category, then it's 1/24th of what's usually sown in a base saw. So the illustration is like this. Rova saw also b'shleishes kaven. If you have a rova of something which is at the 3 level, rova shloshes kaven, also besaw, a rova of a species of 3 kaven is also at the rate of 1 saw per base saw because they belong to the same group. Rova saw also betishas kaven, and a rova of a species at 1 saw per 9 is rova tishas kaven also besaw. A rova of a species sown at a rate of 9 kaven per base saw is going to also at a rate of 1 saw per base saw because they also belong to the same group. But if it's a case of 3 kaven falls into something which was 9 kaven, then those are so far apart that they won't be mitzvah if you'll have to use independent shiurim for those.
So 3 and 6 and 6 and 9 are good, but if it's 3 and 9, it's too far apart.
It's too far apart. Correct. That's all the Gemara is saying. And finally, the last piece of the Gemara is actually very simple. The Gemara says, Shloshes Revoim shall pishton Eisim Besal. If you have 3 Revoim, remember we said that flax, it requires a lot more. So therefore, it's 3 times the amount. So normally it's a Rova that creates an Isser. By flax, it's 3 Revoim that create Isser. The Gemara is just going to say,
large,
yeah. So 3/4 Aser and a saw. So the Gemara says, Hey, Chavid, on your Gimel Amar Aleph, Hey, Chavid, how does that come about? Asa de Zor, Rova de Chitin, in an area where you sow a Rova of wheat. So, Zora plus a Rova and Devison. That's how much you would have to normally plant, that's how much you, that same area, which you normally would cover with 1/4 kav of wheat, that takes 3/4 of common of flax.
They grow much more dense.
It takes much more seeds to cover that amount. So that's how, the Gemara is just giving you an example to visualize how do you see the Isser. So if you have 23 and 3/4 carbon, a 1/4 carbon of wheat, and you had not 1/4 kav, but 3/4 of a kav of flax, that's what would create the Isser. I guess it wouldn't be, am I right about this? I'm just thinking about this. Is it 23 3/4, or is it 23 1/4, and 3/4 make up the remainder? I think the Gemara is going all the way up to 23 3/4, I believe that.
It's not with the same thing.
Rabbi Yisrael, I wish you all a easy lactatinus.